Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav, the last daf in the second parak of Masech HaShabbos, as we move and transition into the third parak of Masech HaShabbos, as we are on Lamed Hey Mabez. Parsha Shir Beth Shem is up, it's from last night. Beth Shem, hopefully there'll be another daf Be'in Shir this afternoon, Beth Shem, that will be up later today, related to Bishul B'Shabbos as well. Okay, so yesterday we discussed the six tekiyos that were blown on Erev Shabbos. And we are in the discussion of that. We are towards the bottom, where we're going to start from, with Amar Rav Yossi. I think that's where we're up to, Amar Rav Yossi. We're going to start with that, a couple of lines up, from where they get why. But first, I just wanted to talk a little more about the Diyuk, and the discussion that I ran through at the end of the share yesterday. And that is the Binyan Sion, the Aruch Haner, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, says that this Gemara is important for a number of reasons that you don't even see in the Gemara. But whenever I have a Binyan Sion, a couple of years ago, it was out of print. So I always have to tell all of this story, especially today. And that is, it was out of print for a number of years. I was looking for a Binyan Sion all over. And one time I went, it's got to be 15, 20 years ago, I went to Chevron for a tiyul. And I met someone there that was living in the Shkunas Avram Avinu. And what do you do when you go into somebody's caravan? You start looking at their library. And I see he has a Binyan Sion on a shelf. So I say, well, you have a Binyan Sion. And he's like, yeah, what are you so excited about? I'm like, you have a Binyan Sion, it's out of print. He's like, okay, take it. I'm like, I'm not taking your Binyan Sion. He says, I'm busy here settling Chevron. He says, I don't have no time. He says, take my Binyan Sion. Whenever you learn it, think of me. So on this today, Erev Shabbos Chevron, and I'm learning a Binyan Sion, I have to mention, it says that he even has his name in the corner, Hillel Horowitz. Right? Has his name. There's pictures of him in the biography of Shlomo Zalman. He's walking Shlomo Zalman up to the Mara. So it's bizchuto that I have my Binyan Sion. So anyway, so the Binyan Sion says in the second Chelek, in Chelek Beis, Simen Nun Vav, he discusses the issue of putting tefillin on Chol HaMoed, which is, as we said at the end of Shir yesterday, is not clear in Shas, whether one should wear or not. The Shulchan Aruch and the Rama are clear. The Shulchan Aruch assers it. The Shulchan Aruch says, just like Shabbos is an os, and Yontif is an os, so Chol HaMoed is also an os. And therefore, one does not wear tefillin, because we only have two osos, Mila and tefillin, and then Mila and Shabbos, or Mila and Yontif. We can't have three osos, because that will be a zilzul, that will be a disgrace of one of the other osos. There are Shulchan Aruch Paskins, one is allowed to wear tefillin. We'll have to talk about later, Beis Hashem, in the Masechta, what status tefillin has on Shabbos. What status of muksa are they? If I walk into shul and tefillin are on my seat, how and how am I allowed to move them? What if they're in my talis bag? I want to take out my talis. Is that a basis l'davar ha'asr l'davar ha'mutter? What status did tefillin have? So we'll see. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, asr. Aval the Rama says, based on the Rosh, that Chol HaMoed you wear tefillin, based on Tosfos as well. And then the Achronim say, maybe there's a pshara, put tefillin on with a tenai, with say the bracha quietly, all the discussions that the Taz and the later Achronim have. Says the Binyan Sion, I think there are two rayas that you should wear tefillin. Two rayas. Number one is a Rashi in Maseches Sukkah. Rashi in Sukkah on Daf Mem Vav. The Gemara there has the case of Hayu Lefanav of Minim Mitzvahs Harbe. If somebody has a lot of mitzvahs to do in front of them, I have a lot of mitzvahs. So there is a daya there, we don't pass in like him, of Rabbi Yehuda, I think it is, who says, you make the bracha asher k'deshanav mitzvahs v'sivanu al ha-mitzvos. And then you do all of them. That bracha covers all the mitzvahs that you're going to do. We don't pass it that way. We say Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Tein Lo Mein, Brechosav. Every mitzvah gets its own bracha. Rashi there says, what's an example of a lot of mitzvahs in front of you? Rashi says, Lehisatev Patsitzes, Lilba Lahaniach Tfilin, Leshe Basuka, Lito Lulav. That's Rashi. Those four mitzvahs. Tfilin, Talis, Sukkah, and Lulav. Says the Binyan Sion, wow, when would you ever be shaking a Lulav and putting on Tfilin? Ah, must be Chol HaMoed. And therefore, Rashi must hold that you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. He says, I know it's not such a killer raya, because maybe there's a comma in Rashi. Maybe Rashi just puts together two sets of mitzvahs that go together. It's not all four, but it's tzitzit tefillin, comma, and sukkah and lulav. So maybe it's not all four together, but he says that's one. And then his other raya is our Gemara. Fascinating. You gotta have shas on your fingertips to put this one together. You gotta put two gemaras together. Number one, the Mishnah Maseches Sukkah, which talks all about how many tekiyos they blew every day in the Beis HaMikdash. And the day that they blew the most tekiyos was Erev Shabbos in the middle of Sukkos. Because there you had all the Erev Shabbos extra tekiyos, and you have the extra Sukkah tekiyos for the Nisach HaMayim. Only on Sukkot, they had Nisach HaMayim, they poured water there. I learned that from the Gemara, the beginning of Maseches Titus discusses what the source for that is. Is it Halakha Moshe B'Sinai? Is it only down from the extra Mem Yud Mem, Unisachah, Veniskehem, Kemishpatam? So you have extra tekiyos for that. So one second, Erev Pesach, you have all, Erev Shabbos, the middle of Sukkos, you have all the extra tekiyos, but we learned yesterday that one of the extra tekiyos, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, was to take off your tefillin. So you take it off your tefillin, you have one of those tekiyos, and that's on Sukkos. And that's a called a Moed Sukkos. So yeah, according to the other opinions, it's not an issue. But according to the opinion that says that one of the tekiyos was Lachlotz Tefilav, he says, you only have 47 tekiyos. So he says, that's why I think that's two rayas that you, or semi-rayas that you wear tefillin achal ha-moed. Good. Are there any rayas the other way? So just to mention, that's the raya that the Soloveitchiks, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim, thought was a foolproof raya from the Gemara in Arachin on Daf Yud, where the Gemara lists off there the 18 days that we say Hallel, full Hallel, D'oraisa, not D'oraisa, I should say, Me'ikar Hadin, the days of the year where we're Gomer the Hallel. What are those days? Every day of Sukkos, and every day of Chanukah, and one day of Shavuos, and one day of Pesach. Well, those are the 18 days. And in Galus, you get a couple of extra days. So the Gemara goes through there, what are the ingredients of Hallel Shalem? When we say half Hallel, that's either Mishum Minhag, like Rosh Chodesh, or Mishum Didrabanan, like the rest of the days of Pesach. But what are the ingredients of the Mechayiv of saying full Hallel? So the Gemara goes through. Number one, why don't you say Hallel on Shabbos? It's not called a Moed. So Moed is ingredient number one. Number two, what's the difference between Chol HaMoed Sukkos and Chol HaMoed Pesach? Why Sukkos gets full Hallel and Pesach does not? The Gemara says, Chalukin Karbonoseihem. It has to have a unique special carbon to the day, which reflects a unique special Kedushas Hayom. So you have to have Moed, you have to have separate carbon. Then the Gemara says, what about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is a separate carbon, and Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. The Gemara says, Lo ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. You also have to be sanctified with Isra malacha. Lo ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. So those are the three things that you need. Then we say, what about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur? So it's inappropriate to say Hallel on those days. What about Purim? No, three reasons why we don't say Hallel on Purim. Chanukah, don't have these reasons? Oh, that's a different Hallel. That's Mishum Nes. That's the Gemara. Arachin, Daf Yud Amar Aleph, going over to Yom HaBeis. Ask the Achronim, ask Reb Chaim on that Gemara. One second. So the ingredients for full Hallel are Moed and separate carbon and Isra Malacha. So why do you say full Hallel on Chol HaMoed Sukkos? Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Right? You don't have an Isra Malacha. Right, you have a separate carbon, you have moed, but you don't have an Isra Malacha. What do you see from the fact that we say Hallel? It must be that Chol HaMoed conceptually does have an Isra Malacha, does have full Kedushas Hayom. It is Ikdash Ba'asiyas Malacha. It's just that there are heterim, the five heterim of doing Malacha and Chol HaMoed. Quoting the beginning of Tavkuf Lamed, or the Tavkuf Chavtes, the first siman in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, the first page of the Mishnah Berurah Chelek Vav, talks about the five heterim of Chol HaMoed. But in Lamedus, Chol HaMoed has an Isra Malacha. It has full Kedushas Hayom. It's just that there are heterim. If it has full Kedushas Hayom, Reb Chaim thought, that's why you don't put on tefillin. And that's a Raya Mechrachas. Rav Shechter quotes in the footnotes of the Eretz Tzvi that the Rav asked his father, at least Mishum Safek. Maybe let's put it on without a bracha. It's a suffik mitzvah daraisa. At least go l'chumra and put it on without a bracha. So Rav Moshe, his father, told him, it's not even a suffik. This raya is so clear in their eyes, it's not even a suffik that you don't put on that tefillin. Because ikdash basiyas malacha. So that's against the binyan. See it? There's a lot more, but we'll leave it at this and we will continue. Good. Says the braisa. In Orach Chaim Reis Samach Vav, says the Raisa, Amar Rav Yosi, I got it. Amar Rav Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Shamati. This continuation of the Raisa about the Tekiyos. She imbola hadlik achar sheish tekiyos madlik. If somebody comes to be madlik after the sheish tekiyos, if somebody tries to light do malacha after the sixth kia, he still has a little bit of time. Why? Shaharei nostu chachamim shir lachazan akneses laholach shofar labeso. Because remember the Baal Tokeya is given a couple of extra moments in order to bring the shofar back home. So you see, it's not the last moment, right? When he blows the sixth one, he still has a couple of minutes. So therefore, you too in your home, in your house, you still have a couple of minutes in order to do whatever you need to do. Amar lo, they said to Rabbi Yisrael Chadida, it's not true. Im kein, asata d'vrecha l'shiurin. if you say that, then what? There's no objective standard. There's no shear. How can you say there's no shear? What? Okay, you have a couple extra minutes. No, you can't like nasal derech l'shear. You can't have subjectivity in various halacha. Ella rather makam sanua yesh lo lachazan haknesses brosh gago. There was a place that the gabai had right in that spot where he blew shofar. Sham meiniach shofaro. There he left his shofar. Lefish a metaltal lo zashofar lo zachazotzrotz. Because after all, you can't be metaltal it. You can't be metaltal. It's muksa. You can't be metaltal the shofar. And therefore, right away after he blew, he put down the shofar. You don't have any extra time. Nobody extra time. Rabbi Yosef Engel here in his sefer Gilyon Hashas has a long piece. Do we find that principle of nasat derech l'shiurin only by derabbanans or also by doraisas? By the way, do you say that? Oh, you can't have subjective standards. So you could talk about kmitza. You know, how much is kmitza? How much of the carbon mincha has to be burned on the mizbeach? Well, every kohen goes like this with his hand and rubs off the sides, and that's as much as burned. Some kohanim have huge hands, and some kohanim have small hands. Doesn't matter. The kmitza is one shear. There's a minimum amount. But, you know, whatever the shear is. So you have some halachas, even on a daraisa level, that there are different shiurim. Right? The Minchas Chinuch discusses in Shin Yud Gimel, Kedei Achilas Pras. You know, how, you know, some people eat fast and some people eat slow. Enough, what's called a Maisa Achila. So the Minchas Chinuch discusses, does it go by every person? Does it go by every food? Some foods, you know, you eat slower than others, and some foods eat faster, and some foods are hot, and some foods are spicy. So there might be some subjective standards on a daraisa level, but here, for sure, on a derabbanan level, you have nasat derech l'shiurin. So he says, makam sanua, there is in the place in order to put the shofar down right away. There is an important discussion that the poskim have in Simin Reish Samach Vav Sif Yud Beis regarding Hilchas Muksa. What happens? Says the Rama, what happens if I have muksa in my hand? If I have muksa in my hand, somehow, do I have to drop it right away? I have to drop it. Says the Rama in Reish Samach Vav Sif Yud Beis, if there is muksa in your hand, you could already, you're not supposed to pick it up. But once it's in your hand, you can take it wherever you want. That's the Rama right here in Reish Samach Vav Yud Beis. Rama says, take it wherever you want. That is the Rama. If you forgot your wallet, if you're in your house, you don't have to drop it the second that you remember. You can go into your bedroom. You don't want to leave your pants and your wallet right in the middle of the living room. So you can, once it's in you, once you're holding it already, the Rabbi says you don't have to drop it right away. But in the house side, where you're going to go from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, that's different because that's already talking about Hotzah. But forgetting Hotzah issues, if it's just Muksa issues, the Rama says, this is what you're allowed to do. Says the Gra. Machlokas Rama and the Gra. The Gra says, no way. This is based on a Gemara. The Rama's wrong, says the Gra. The Gemara's case is where you had a heter to pick it up. If you have Muksa in your hand and you did something wrong by picking it up, it was Nutzlo Be'isser, then of course you have to drop it right away, says the Gra. The only heter is when you, let's say you have a Kli Shemlachto Le'isser that you're allowed to pick up. There was a stapler that was left on the Shabbos table. So I could pick it up because I need the place for the, there was a pen that was left on the Shabbos table. So I pick up the pen, that's a Kli Shemlachto Le'isser, that's the only type of muksa that I'm allowed to pick up because it might not really be muksa. I'm allowed to pick it up, let's say, gufo u letzorach makomo, if I need the spot or I want to use it for a mutter purpose. So the Regra says, once it's in your hand, Nutzlo beheter, then you can put it wherever you want. Then you can take it inside. But Nutzlo be'isser? So that's a major machlokas between the Rama and the Gra. What is the Gra's Raya? What's the Gra's Raya? Our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? The Chazan HaKnesses has the shofar. He has to drop it. Can't take it home. Right? The Gemara said earlier, oh, it must not be Shabbos yet. That's what would allow him to take it home. The Gemara never suggests that even after Shabbos, you're allowed to take it home. Says the Gra, why not? Because it's really muksa. It wasn't like you picked this up on Shabbos with a heter. You picked this up before Shabbos. That's not called Nutzlo beheter. That's like Nutzlo beisser because you didn't have a heter. He says, Alma, kivachu kvar biyado, yochol alichol chomakam sheyirtze. Veimbo iser tiltol. That's what the Rama said, quoting the Gra said, quoting the Rama. Avalinira, no. Desham has cholas ha tiltol hu beheter. Vachol ha tiltol hu beheter. Mashein ken kan, sheba iser hu. Umi, and then he quotes the Gemara that we've had earlier. We have this in Brachas. Somebody who ate garlic and has a bad breath. He should eat more garlic? Remember, that was the mashal the Gemara gave about if you started eating without a bracha. Well, you should eat more without a bracha. Right? That's what the Gemara in Brachas Nanav. So then he says, Viraya, Mimasha Kasav, Bisof Perek Beis de Shabbos, Amar, Rebbe, Yosef, Rebbe Chanina, Shamati, Makam Sanua. Of course, our Gemara, you gotta know what the girl's talking about. Now you know our Gemara. Our Gemara says you gotta drop it right away. So that is a machlokas. He's a vechein patosefta sof sukkah, shemashlechas apsila miyada v'kabbalah Shabbos. Same thing with a woman who's lighting candles. Once she is lighting candles, light the candles, it could be she has to drop the match if she was ready to kabbalah Shabbos. Right? It's the same thing. Says the Gra. It's not. Oh, so is a shofar klisha matal iser? That is a good question. Machlokas Rashi and Tosas right here. So the Gra is assuming that, or let me say it this way, even if you want to say it's a klisha matal iser, and not worse than that, it's still, you don't have a nutzlo beheter here. Because you took it before Shabbos. It's not like you took it on Shabbos with a heter. The Gra would say it's worse if you took it before Shabbos. So even if you would say, because he doesn't get into the machlokas Rashi Tosas right here. But that's what he thinks, he seems to say. Anyway, the Mishnah Brura is a pshara man. The Mishnah Brura says maybe it depends on the type of muksa. The more serious muksas, we should all like the Gra, and the less serious muksas, maybe you can be maker like the Rama. Okay? Either way. So, just to Simi's point right here, if you look in the bottom Tosas, Tosas has this machlokas. Tosas holds it is a klisha machto le'isser. Rashi holds it's a klisha machto le'heter. A shofar. Because we'll see in the Gemara, you could use it for mutter purposes. So either way, that's a machlokas in Rashi Tosfos right here on our Gemara. Okay, let's get back to our Gemara. We had the important discussion of tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and we had the important discussion of what you're supposed to do with muksa in your hands. Says the Gemara now. V'atanya, we just said you have to drop. You're not allowed to move the shofar and the chatzotzros on Shabbos. V'atanya, but the brisa says, shofar mitaltel, the chatzotzros ain't mitaltelin. We have a brisa that says that a shofar, you could be mitaltel on Shabbos. That's not muksa. Chatzotzros, the trumpets, the straight trumpets that they used to blow on fast days, that you're not allowed to be mitaltel. Right, so says the Gemara, how can we say earlier, the first Bryce had said, they're both not allowed to. Amar of Yosef, Lokasha, Kan B'Yachin, Kan B'Tzibur. It depends if it's a shofar of a Yachid or a shofar of a Tzibur. Shofar of a Yachid, you're allowed to be Metaltel. The shofar of a Tzibur, you're not allowed to be Metaltel. Right, that's what the Chazan HaKnesses was blowing, the shofar of a Tzibur. Says the Gemara, Amalei, so you see where Tosas got Rashi Shita from about Shofar? Because the bottom Rashi about Chatzotzrots calls it a Klisha Malato Le'isser. Meaning, and that's more than Shofar. So Shofar must be less than that. Shofar must be Klisha Malato Le'heter. Amalei Abaya, continuing. One second. So Yachid is okay, Tzibur is not. U'b'yachid l'maychazi. Why by Yachid do we say it's not muksa? What is it roi for? Ho'il v'roi l'gameya bomayim. Because you can't, latinok, because you could fill it up to give a child a drink, right? A shofar is bent. So if I lost my bottle, right, to give to a child, I'll put water in the shofar and then tip it over and he can drink from the shofar. Drink from the shofar, right? It's a kli. It could be used. So, b'tzibur nami chazi l'gameya tinok ani. So to the one by a tzibur. What? It belongs to nobody? But if you have an ani that's sitting in the shul and needs a drink, so you'll give him the shofar tzibur. Give him the shofar tzibur also. So what's the difference? Why should there be a difference between a shofar of a yach and a shofar of a tzibur? Visu, and furthermore, Hadetanya, Kishem, Shem Metaltalan as a shofar, Kach Metaltalan as a chatzotzros. We have a third brisa that says that they're both mutter. So we have three brises. Mani. So what's going on here? The first brisa that we started off with today says you're not allowed to be metaltel, a shofar, or a chatzotzros on Shabbos. The second brisa says shofar, yes, chatzotzros, no. The third brisa says they're both mutter. So what's going on here? So Ela Lokasha, Hareb Yehuda, Hareb Shimon, Hareb Nechemya. Three shitas. This gets us thick into muksa. Right, one of the main sugyas of muksa. There are two major areas where muksa is discussed in the Masechta, in the 17th parak, in parak Kol HaKelim, that's a lot of klishim lachto l'isser issues, and in the third parak is first half is bishul, second half is muksa. But this already is getting us in the mood. There are three shitas regarding muksa. Rabbi Shimon is the most makel shita. That's what we hold by Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon holds of the least muksas. Not that he holds of no muksas, but he holds of the least muksas. That's the shita. Rabbi Shimon is the one that holds that they're both mutter. Because none of them are muksa. That's Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda is the middle approach. Reb Yehuda, as the Gemara says, in a number of places, Islay Muksa. He has more Muksas than Reb Shimon, and here he's the middle approach. He would say that Chotzotzros are Aser, because they're not usable. Shofar you could use, like we just said. Shofar you could use. And you could use it whether it's Yachid or Tzibur. That would be Reb Yehuda's opinion. What's the most Machmer opinion? Rebbe Nechemya. Rebbe Nechemya holds a Kli on Shabbos can only be used for what it's normally used for. You can't just make up your own usage for a Kli. Ein Kli Nital El Litzarach Dover HaNital. Right, that's the, what it's usually, Litzarach Tashmisho. Right, says the Rashi quotes it right here. Afilu, first skinny line, afilu tarvat, afilu talis, even a spoon, even a talis, eini talin el litzarach tashmisho hamiyuchad, for its usage that it's usually used for. The ikar shofar lav ligmo amayim koi. Shofars usually aren't used for a bottle, and therefore, Reb Nechemya would say that is moksas. That is a three-way machlokas when it comes to Hilchas Moksa that we will refer to again during our time in the Masechta. Okay, one important discussion that we need to have, and that is in the Stipler, right here. The Stipler picks up on Rashi, the top Rashi. What did the Gemara suggest? The Gemara suggested that originally thought, why by a yachid do we say it is roi? Because the gabroi legamea bo mayim for a tino, a tzibur also will give a poor ani. What does Rashi say? Sha'al hatzibur lefarneso. Because after all, it's upon us, it's our responsibility to be mefarnes the aniim. Why did Rashi add that in? Just say that, you know, it's roi to give to a kid. Why did Rashi have to add that in? Says the Stipler, the following issue brought up by Achronim. When it comes to muksa, what if something is roi for me and not roi for you? Is it muksa for you? What if somebody has, you know, just halacha lemaisa? What if somebody's a diabetic and he has certain kalim that he uses to check his blood sugar on Shabbos? Needles and machines. That's 100% mutter for him. It's a mitzvah for him to check himself on Shabbos. So what about somebody who doesn't use that? Is that muksa? If something is mutter for one person, but has no use for another person, do we say that's muksa for one person and not for the other person? How do we view it? Very important. Halacha lemaisa. How do we view it? Says the Stipler in Simen Chav Gimel, quoting the Shah HaMelech. The Shah HaMelech discussion a couple hundred years ago, the Shah HaMelech discusses Yontif cigarettes. Right, the major machlokas, does one, In the days of old, before they knew that smoking kills you, they actually thought that smoking was good for you. The days of the Pnei Yoshua, they thought that smoking was good for you. So now, Baruch Hashem, we know that smoking kills you. Says the, not the Baruch Hashem, but Baruch Hashem that we know that, and therefore, you know, we have to get everybody, you know, people who are smoking are being rosy after themselves, and we have to try to get them to stop. Yeah, but that is another Daf Be'in Shir if you'd like. Okay, but there's really not much to talk, there is much to talk about, but, right, the progression of Rav Moshe's Shuvah is over the decades. That's what's fascinating in that sugya. Anyway, not for now. Says the Stipler, according to the Shah HaMelech, Mishin is harem shalol lishov ma'ala ashon hatiton biyantiv. If somebody is careful not to smoke on yantiv, they hold that they don't enjoy it, and therefore it's what's called davar shein ahana, that's not shavah bakol, it's ahana that not everybody get benefits from, and therefore they're makbid that they think smoking is asur on yantiv. Im yochol taltel hakaneh sheshoafin hatiton mimenu. Whatever, some type of, a machine that they used to inhale the tobacco with. So, mi amrinon, do we say, this was the Shah Melech Safek, hundreds of years ago. Kivan diladi day, havi le klisha malachto le iser, havi le muksa. O dilma, kivan dilachrini shari, eno muksa afilu le day. If some people use it, it's not a problem. So he says, he thinks it's a machlokas. We showed him later on in the Perek Mefanin, because they argue there, I demai. Demai. What's demai? Third Masechta in Shas. Demai is produce that Chazawar goes around, because most, even though Rov Ami Arz are Maasrin, but some are not, so they would go, so you're not allowed to have it. The third Perek of Demai says that an Ani is allowed to eat demai. Machilin is an Ani demai vesachsanya demai. So it's not muksa for the poor, but is it muksa for the rich? So the rich person can make himself into an ani, right? He boy mafka nichsei. But is that muksas? That's machlokas we showed him over there. So says the Shah HaMelech, a rise of machlokas. Says the Stipler, I think it's a Rashi. It's a Rashi. Where? Our Rashi. Our Rashi. What does our Gemara say? You know why it's not Muksa, the shofar? Because you could give a drink to an ani, a baby ani. And what does Rashi say? Because after all, it's our responsibility. Why did Rashi throw that in? Why did Rashi have to say, it's our responsibility to feed the aniyim, and therefore, it's not Muksa? What do you see? What does that sound like from Rashi? If it wouldn't be our responsibility, so what that it's good for them? It'll still be Muksa for us. That's what the stipler gets out of this Rashi. The only reason why it's not Muksa for us is because it's our responsibility to give the ani to drink. If it wouldn't be our responsibility, so what that it would be mutter and they would use it, but because it's not usable for us, hari mavur, the dabrach dechazi lachrini, einu mavatar menashe muksa, ela imkein osa achrini mutal alav. That's what he quotes from Rashi. He quotes, maybe it's not a raya, because Rashi holds that a shofar is kli shemata lehetar. Right, so maybe like Tosfos kli shemata lehetar, maybe it's not so clear, but at least from Rashi. But then, fascinating, he quotes another Rashi. What's another Rashi? And he says, I have problems. What other Rashi? The Rashi in Maseches Sukkah Daf Mem Beis. The Mishnah there says that after the husband comes home from shul, the wife could come and take the lulav and put it back in water. The Kabbalah Tisha says, lulav, miyad, but no, miyad, baila. The Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? Salkadai dechamina, hoel v'isha lav bas chiyuvahi, emalo, kamash malan. You might think the woman can't take the lulav from her husband, kamash malan. What's the havamina? Rashi there. Kamash malan, dekivan deroi lenetilas anashim, toras kli alav, umutter betiltal akol. Because the husband has a chiyuv to shake it, so it's not muksa to anybody. Right? Other trees and branches are muksa on yantif. Right? But because the husband has a chiyuv, it's toras kli, and therefore it's not muksa for anybody. Stira. If our idea is correct in Rashi, says the stipler here, so how could Rashi here say that it's only because I'm responsible? Mashpa, that if I wouldn't be responsible, it would be muksa. And over there, because the husband has a chiyuv to shake it, so I am allowed to hold it. Says the stipler, no, there's a chilek. Over there, the owner of the item determines whether it's muksa or not. This lulav belongs to me. I could shake it, it's a kli. It's not muksa, it's mutter on yantif, period. And my wife, you know, has, you know, applications from that she's allowed to use it. What are we talking about here? What are we talking about here? The shofar belongs to me. Oh, I can't use it. So what that somebody else could use it? That doesn't make it roi for me. The near the ish lachalik, the ikar, this is Simon Chav Gimel, by the way, in the stipler. The ikar adavar tali bebaal hachefetz. The gabe lulav, kivan de roi lebailav, lochal alav she muksa, vishari lukuliyama. If it's good for the bailam, then it's for everybody. Masheinkin beshofer. Kishu eitz al mishein a roi lo beyanta by shofer. No, you don't say that. That davar needed up itash b'shabaylim. Shei shalohu b'shvilo adavar omeid. Fachanami zeh b'shofer batel mitores kli shel shtia. Shei eno omeid etzol l'shtos platino. Because it belongs to the chazed ha-kneses. And it's not roi for him. And therefore, if he wouldn't be responsible, then he would have no purpose for it. And it would be muksa. Fascinating issue. Very important l'maisa issue. L'maisa issue in terms of, you know, muksa for one person. And whether that's muksa for somebody else. Muchan for one. Whether that's muksa for somebody else. Okay, we continue. Umay, fifth line. So you didn't think we'd be this time, really the fourth line of this Amud. But, Baruch Hashem, there was a lot to say on Amud Beis. I spent a lot of time on Amud Beis already today. Nobody should have any qualms. Umay, shofar nami. So now we're adding on a totally separate point. By the way, we're saying that umay, shofar nami, chatzotzros. It says shofar chatzotzros in Rebbe Chemia, you know, and the previous brises, shofar really means chatzotzros. Chatzotzros really means shofar. Kid Rav Chizda, Dam Rav Chizda, Hani Tlas Mili Ishtani Shmayu Michichar Beis Hamikdash. The following three items, their names switched since Chorban Habayis. We switched their names. What used to be called A is now called B, and B is now called A. What three things? Chatzotzra, shofar, shofar, chatzotzra. What used to be called chatzotzros, trumpets, is now called shofar, and vice versa. Well, I nafkamina. Why do we care? The shofar for Rosh Hashanah. For a shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Meaning what? So you have to know. Shofar Rosh Hashanah, Rashi has two days. Ein token, ela ba'oso, sham aretz korin chatzotzros. Bizman hazeh, you know what you use on Rosh Hashanah? What an ama aretz calls a chatzotzros. Because that's the real shofar. Number one. Or, in ama aretz lishol, ba'me yiskaf, and ama aretz comes to ask, what should he blow with? We tell him, oh, use a chatzotzros on Rosh Hashanah. The name changed, now, real, they call chatzotzros shofar, chatzotzros. Number one. Number two, Arava Tzifzifa. Tzifzifa Arava. Tzifzifa is a type of growth that is possible to use for a lulav, for aravos, for the aravos in the lulav. Rashi quotes, its leaves are circular and its kaneh, its stem is white. Tzifzifa is possible. The Mishnah says in Masechta Sukkah in the third parak. So what was used to be called tzifzifa is now called arava, and tzifzifa arava. Line up, give me a lulav to know what to shake in a lulav, to know what to take. Nowadays you have to take what Ami Haaretz call tzifzifas. Okay. Next three, pisora piturta, piturta pisora. One of these means big tables, one of these means small tables. So what used to be called a big table is now called a small table called a big table. Psora is a table in Aramaic. L'may nafkamina, what nafkamina is this for this? L'mekachu memkar. For business, meaning if somebody, bizman azes, sells a psora, it's what used to be a patorta, and vice versa. So you have to know for mekachu memkar. So a beautiful ha'ara. Why dafka these three things? And why dafka since Churban Habayis? Why? Because these three are things that remind us of the Beis HaMikdash. And we were so upset and so sad, we couldn't use the same words for things. Shofar and Chatzotzros, they were all over the Beis HaMikdash. Right? They blew, as we just said, they blew how many tekiyos they blew every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Number two, what about Arava? What they did, right? Zeichel HaMikdash, they're going around the Bizbeach, Yofi Lach Bizbeach, one of the most exciting days in all the Beis HaMikdash, the whole year, Hoshana Rabbah. You know, it just killed us. It killed us to talk about Aravas. And the Shulchan, the Lechem Apanim, right, and the special Bracha, the Bracha Be'isa, and the Kohanim, and the... So, those three, Dafka, those three were changed. Beautiful. And Dafka after Churban Habayis. Good. Amar Abaya. Abaya has another one. Af Anu Nomar, another one. Hovlila Beikasi. Beikasi Hovlila. These are different. Every animal, the animals, like cows, have four stomachs. So these are two of the stomachs of the cows. The Hovlila is the Beikasi is the Hovlila. My Nafkamina, what's the difference? What halachic issue? And if you want to connect this to the Vart, you could say there were some, the animals and the shchitas and the carbonos. You could connect the two. Lamachat, what, my Nafkamina, though, is banazeh. Lamachat, shenim says, ba'ovi besakosos. If you found the needle, Hilchas Trefus, you found a needle in one of the stomachs. To be tzad echad ksheira, if it's only sticking out of one side of the stomach, it's kasher, it didn't go all the way through. When we say tzadim trefa, if it went all the way through, it is treif. Rashi points out, the bottom Rashi, only in the base hakosos, what we now call the base hakosos, there's a difference between sticking out of one side or going through both sides. But in the hamses, even mitzad echad, shalo nira nekav lechutz einzu stima, fisha dofa dakma od. In the hamses, it's very thin layers, and therefore, even through one side, we consider it a trefa. Okay, a detail enough for trefas in terms of needles found in the stomach. Okay, very lamaisa. Cows eat all different things. You open up a cow, you know, after it's shechted, you got to check it. You got to check it for make sure everything's okay. Amar Avashi, one more. I'm not sure what this has to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Af Adon Omar, but maybe the, you know, the Churban from Mais Rishon was Bavel. So Af Adon Omar, Bavel Bursif, Bursif Bavel. Well, these are called Bavel. Is Bursif, or what do you call Bursif? Nowadays, you know, they call it Bursif, right? Or Bavel, their original Bavel is earlier. Either way, L'may Nafkamina, again, what's the difference? L'gite Nashim. For Gite Nashim, what does that mean? Again, Rashi has two deis. Number one, we know from the first Mishnah in Maseches Gittin that anybody who comes from Bavel is considered a baki, an expert in writing Gittin Lishma. So we should know all the people from Bursif today are the ones that are considered baki in Lishma. That is number one. Or number two is what you write in a get. As we know, by a get, you have to be very careful in terms of what you write. You have to write exactly where the city is and the geography and the rivers next to it. And by a get, much more serious than any other contract, you have to make sure the geography is set over. So you got to write the name of the town. So you got to write, you know, Bavel, that used to be Bursif, or Bursif, that used to be Bavel. You got to write that in the get. So Rashi says, Shina Shmo Vishma Vishemiro Vishemiro. Beautiful. You have to write out what it is called today. Hadrol Ba Malikin. Baruch Hashem. Hopefully tomorrow night we'll have better Kavana again for the third week in a row in Baba Malikin. And now we get into the third parak. Parakira. Parakira, one of those major prakim in Shas. Parakira has its own masechta. Parakira. Right? First half is about Bishul. Second half is about Muksa. So just by way of introduction, 2 points. Number one, there are three types of ovens. Even before that, say that second. By way of introduction, there are, besides Bishul D'Oraisa, there isn't so much Bishul D'Oraisa in this parak. That's later on. Bishul D'Rabanan is in this parak and in the next parak. There are three major areas of Bishul D'Rabanan, which, Be'ez Hashem, that will come up. Number one is Shehiya, which has to do with what we leave on heat sources before Shabbos. Shehiya Lashahos, to leave something on before Shabbos. Number two, the second major topic is what's sometimes called chazara, but really the proper name is ha-chazara, la-hachzir, what you're allowed to put on a heat source and how on Shabbos. That's ha-chazara. And number three is hatmana, which we already referred to earlier, la-hatmin, insulation. How are you allowed to insulate? And that is before and on Shabbos. Different halachas between what you're allowed to do before, what you're allowed to do during. Hatmana is the next parak. The fourth parak, right? This is a 10-watt parak. Daf mem zayin amabez ba-metomnin. So hatmana is the fourth parak. But this parak, this first couple of blad, everything we want to know about shihia and hachzara. Here we go. So that's point number one. Point number two, just as we get into Kira. Kira is a type of Talmudic oven. There were three types of Talmudic ovens. Kira, Kupach, and Tanur. Tanur was the hottest oven. The hottest oven that we'll see later on. There's more chum or halachos by a tanur. Why? Because it was skinnier at top and it was fatter at the bottom, skinnier at the top. And I think it had space for only one pot, so it got very, very hot on top. A kira has place. It goes straight up. It's rectangular and it has place for two pots on top. So it's less stringent than a tanur. And a kupach we'll talk about later is somewhere in the middle. So kira, shisikua bakasha begvava, an oven, kira, Talmudic oven that you heat it. And how are Talmudic ovens? How are they made? Basically, underneath the oven, picture an upside down barrel with space to put underneath. They put fuel underneath, they put straw or whatever wood they used in the bottom, and they lit the fire and the pot was on top. That's all ovens, and depending on the shape, depending on how hot it was, how it got. So akira shisikua bakasha bukvava, akira that you heated with straw and stubble, no simola tafshil, you're allowed to put a tafshil on. Is this before Shabbos or on Shabbos? That's going to be a major machlokas. Begefes uba eitzim, but if you're using gefes and eitzim, which is the psoles, the garbage of the sesame or of the grapes, or wood. So why is that more chamor? Because that doesn't burn up right away. Straw burns up right away. You're not going to stoke anything. You're not worried about stoking anything by straw because it burns up right away. But wood's there for a while. So that's why, lo yitin, you cannot put a pot onto a fire at some point. Acha yigrof, until you rake the coals. Until you rake the coals. Major machlokas we've shown him. Do you have to rake all the coals or just rake some of the coals? So it serves as a reminder. Oh, actually, yitin asa efer, or you put colder coals on top to cover the hot coals. Why are you doing this? Because you're worried that you're going, if you don't do this act that reminds you, or that reminds you, that's the language of the Ron, or that cools off the coals, that's Rashi right here, l'chasosam u'litzaninam. If you don't do that, then you might come to stoke the coals on Shabbos, which would be a malach of either cooking or of lighting a fire. So that's why there's something that you're not allowed to do in terms of before or on Shabbos about putting the pot on a heat source unless you do an act that will remind you that it's Shabbos. And remember, don't soak the coals. Or also that it cools off the flame or the coals and therefore you won't make a mistake. Beishamay omrim chamin avalo tavshil. Beishamay says, this is all about hot water, chamin avalo tavshil. Tavshil is even more chamor. Beishil omrim chamin v'tavshil. Beishil says, no, even for tavshil it could work. Beishamay omrim notlin avalo machzirin. You could take off from the flame, but you cannot put back on the flame. Ubeishil omrim af machzirin. Beishil says, no, you could even put it on the flame, hachazarik. Even put it on the flame. Good. So we don't know. The third line of the Mishnah, the last line, is obviously talking about returning something. So that's on Shabbos. That's on Shabbos. Beishamai seems to say you cannot put something on Shabbos. He also says you can. We're going to have to talk all about Beit Hashem in the coming days, right? On Lamed Ches, which is Shabbos' daf. Shai Lamed Ches, all about the Tznoim, the conditions of Hachazara. But says the last part of the Brice is for sure talking about on Shabbos. What about the first half of the Brisa? So here we go. Ibailu. Hai lo yitain. When it says in the first half of the Mishnah, you're not allowed to put onto a flame. Lo yachzir. Is that also talking about on Shabbos? Lo yachzir means returning it on Shabbos. Who? That's where you have limits. Aval l'shahos. But to leave something on before Shabbos. Mashin, that would be mutter. Afal pi she'eno garef eino katum. That you'd be able to do even without doing what's called garfakatum, even without raking the coals or covering the coals? Is that how we should understand the Mishnah? In a more lenient way? Meaning, the whole Mishnah is about on Shabbos. But before Shabbos, as long as the food is cooked a certain amount, don't worry about anything. Is that what we're supposed to understand it as? Umani. And then who would this be following? Chananya hi. Detanya. It would be Chananya, who we already had on Daf Chaf, end of the first parak. Chananya says, one of the more famous Chananyas in Shas. Chananya Omer, Kol Shu Kamacho Ben Drusoi, anything that's already cooked enough, Kamacho Ben Drusoi, remember we had enough that the bandit eats it, Machlokas Rashi Rambam, a third or a half cooked. Once it's somewhat edible, Mutter L'Shahoso Agavi Kira, you're allowed to put it on the oven, Abba Pisha, Eno Garf, Eno Katam, even though you didn't do anything. Put it on an open flame. Chananya Shita is, as long as something is edible, you could put it on an open flame before Shabbos. You don't have to do anything before Shabbos. Is that how we should understand the Mishnah? It's following like Hananiah's opinion? Oh, Dilma, or no? L'shaus tnan. When it says lo yitain in the beginning of the Mishnah, it means before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, you have to have these limits. The garfa katum in ilo lo. If it's raked or covered, fine. If not, not. The kol shekein lahachzir. And surely, obviously, if this is what you need before Shabbos, you would definitely have these limits, or even more limits, on Shabbos. So that is the question, how to understand the Mishnah. Let's just try to get through a little bit of the Gemara, and then we'll talk at this time. If not, we'll get back to it tomorrow. Tashma, as Hashem. Tashma says the Brisa, 1 minute. Not the Brisa, the Gemara, talking about the Mishnah. Midik Tani, Trey Babi B'Mastisan. Well, 1 minute. The last line of the Mishnah is already about Hachazara on Shabbos. So doesn't that mean the first part of the Mishnah is about something else? The last one of the Mishnah already says, "Beishami Omer Mchamen Avolot Tavshil, Ubeisel Omer Mchamen V'Tavshil, Beisel Shami Omer Notulin Avolot Machzirin, Ubeisel Omer Af Machzirin." The end of the Mishnah already talks about that. So, E Amrit Bishnamo L'Shahos Tanan. If you say the first part of the Mishnah is about before Shabbos, then the Mishnah flows. Hachitani. Then this is how you would read the Mishnah. Kira Shisikua Bakasha Begvava Mashinala Tavshil Begefes of Eitz Tavshil. If it's heated with straw, you can leave something on it without covering. Begefes of Eitzim Lo Yite Yisha Achi Yigrov O Achi Yite Nefer. But with these others, you have to cover it. Uma hein mashin, and what are you allowed to do before Shabbos? Beishami omrim chamin avalot tavshil, only hot water and not a whole cooked item. Ubeisel omrim chamin vitavshil. And then the Mishnah continues and says, there's another case. Vechihechi de pligi bilashaos, pligi nami bilahachsir. Just like they argue with before Shabbos, they argue on Shabbos. Shebeishami omrim notlin avalot machzirin, ubeisel omrim af machzirin, kama. So if you understand the Mishnah, Lachumra, going with the Shita of the Rabbanon. So then wonderful. The first half of the Mishnah is about Shihia, the rules of before Shabbos. The second half of the Mishnah is about Hachazara, what you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Ela i'amrit lahachzir tznan. But if even the first half of the Mishnah is about lahachzir, meaning returning something on Shabbos, but before Shabbos we can be makel, you don't have to cover anything as long as it's machlo ben drusoi, like Chananya. So hachiktani. So this is what the Mishnah means. It doesn't flow. Kira shisiku b'kasha b'gvava. Machzirin ala tavshu b'gefez of eitzim lo yatsu achigir v'ashi dinefer. Uma hayum hein machzirin. And what are you allowed to do? Beishamei omrim chamin avalo tavshu v'esil omrim chamin v'tavshil. It's just a very verbose Gemara. Beishamei omrim nozun avalo machzirin v'esil omrim af machzirin. Hasulam ali. So what would you need that machlokas repeated in the Seifa? You already know that from the Reisha. If the Reisha and the Seifa are both about hachazara, returning something on Shabbos, then what's... doesn't make sense. The Mishnah is the same thing at the beginning and the end. So the Gemara says, we're just in the flow here, so we'll continue. You're allowed to go to the next daf in Daf Yomi. In the rule book, it says you're allowed to read a couple of dafim from the next page. Liola meimalacha lahachzir tanan. Really, it could be lahachzir. It could be lakula. Both parts of the Mishnah could be talking about on Shabbos. And before Shabbos, we could be makel about. V'chisure mechzira. And we are missing. We are missing some words. Why are we bending over backwards to try to read it in a difficult way? Tosfos says on top, because we paskin like Chananya. So we'd rather have the Mishnah be understood like Chananya. We'll get back to that Tosfos. V'hachik tani, but says the Mishnah, here we go. Kira shesiku b'kashu b'gvava, machzir ala tafshil. A kira that you heat b'kashu b'gvava, no cover needed on Shabbos. B'gefez u'b'eitzim lo yachzor achi yigav achi yitin asa efer. B'gefez u'b'eitzim, you have to cover it. Aval shahos, but for before Shabbos, mashin, afal b'she'in agar v'in okatim, even though it's not covered at all. U'mahin mashin, and what are you allowed to do before Shabbos? And then we get back to Achazara. V'hachazara, the Amri Lecha, and that which I referred to in the first line of the Mishnah, that we were speaking about, Lav Divrei Akoli, you should realize it's not agreed upon by everybody. Ela Machloka B'Shamei Beis Hillel, Shebeishamei Omrim Notlin Avalo Machzirin, U'Beis Hillel Omrim Af machzirin, period. So adding in a couple of words into the Mishnah, we would be able to understand the Mishnah like Hananya. And again, Tosfos says on top, Mishum de Kaimalon ki Hananya, Kemosha Afaresh Be'ezus Hashem, Dochik lo Ukma, Masnisan Kavaseh. That's why we go out of our way to try to be Dochik, to understand the Mishnah like him. So let's talk about that for a little bit. Who do we paskin like? This is a major machlokas. So we have very lemaisa before Shabbos, a mile out. Let's say almost everything in our house is smachol ben drusai when Shabbos starts. Right, it's a third or a half cooked. Kimat every, unless you put up your challah like half an hour before Shabbos. But besides that, if you put up your challah in a couple hours, everything is smachol ben drusai. So do you need to cover anything? We're not talking about right now about if I want to take something off the fire on Shabbos and put it back on. That for sure you need a covered fire. For sure. Nobody argues with that. But what about, or if you want to put something lechanchila, you know, that wasn't on the flame beforehand, on the fire. How do you do that? So we will have to talk about that. But what about before Shabbos, focusing on Shehiya? Do I, according to Hananya, as long as something is edible, a third or a half cooked, you don't have to cover anything. That's a major kula. And the Rabbanan say no. Rabbanan say no, lechumra. Even if it's smachol ben drusai, you got to cover it all the way. You always got to cover it. Even if it's all the way to Mabusha Kol Tzarcho, and maybe even more, as long as it's still what's called mitztamik v'yafilo. As long as it's still getting better, which most things are, unless they're burning. But most things are getting better, so according to Rabbanan, you have to cover everything from before Shabbos. You have to use a covered flame. So what do we paskin? So major machlokas rishonim. The Rambam and the Rith and others paskin l'chumra, like the Rabbanan. Like the Rabbanan. Rashi paskins? What Rashi? Turn the page. Lamed Zayin Amabez. Look at the Rashi for a minute. We'll come back to Bezeshem tomorrow. Rashi, in Dibur Maskel Barav Sheshes, Rashi says, V'yanan demashinam, I guess Rashi felt it's so important to mention this. V'yanan demashinam kedei ragabi kirashi negufa adechananya samchinan. We rely on Hananya. Hoel v'tnan sasam masizan kavasei. Because we understood the Mishnah like him. And other prices, as we will see, Rashi and Tosfos and others passing like Hananya. Beautiful, machlokas we're showing him. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Doesn't help us. Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Reish Nun Gimel, the simon about Shehiyah, which Beis Hashem will read more tomorrow. So he paskins like both opinions. How does that help us? So we will see just the Rush, just to read you the language of the Rush, and then we'll get more Halacha L'maisa into tomorrow. The Rush has a major language, and the question is, what does the Rush mean? The Rush's language is as follows, right here in the end of Siman Aleph. U'bishvil sharabu deos b'hai piska, because there are so many different deos, v'yisrael adukin b'mitzvahs onek Shabbos, and the Jews, they're stuck. They love onek Shabbos. The Jews love their chalent. That's what the Rush says. V'Yisrael aduk b'mitzvos onek Shabbos v'lo yishmu lahachmir. They wouldn't listen to be machmir. Hanach lahem k'minag shenagu al pi aposkim k'chananya. Let him go like Hananya. V'kolzeh b'inyin shehiya. And this is all like shehiya, not hatman or not tachzara. Fine. So what is the Rush saying? Really, 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 you should go like the Rabbanan. But what can you do? Everybody wants their challah too much. They can't cover their fire. Or is the Rush saying Me'ikar Adin? It's mutter because you see that based on the minhag. That's a machlokas achronim. What is the Rush? How do you read the Rush? Hanach lam liyisrael because there are dukin b'mitzvos onek Shabbos. What is the Rush hold? Not a clear. Rashi and Tosfos are clear. The Rambam and the Rif are clear. The Rush is not so clear. Just to mention one other ha'ara, and then we'll continue. And that is, we mentioned this already on Daf Chaf, and that is the Chazonish. The Chazonish has a chumro that how do we usually cover our flames? So we usually consider either a blech, a metal tin. Right, that's in the olden days, that's all they had. Right, you cover your flame. And what has to be covered? We'll talk about it. The fire, the knobs, the chulu, or tinfoil. That's what we usually assume. The Chazon Ish says both of those are not good because of Rashi right here. Rashi says part of what a covering has to do is to cool off the flame. A blech or a tinfoil are conductors of heat. They don't cool off, they might be a hecker. Recognizing that it's Shabbos, like the other Rishonim, but according to Rashi, it's not going to work, says the Chazonish. The minhag always be mako against that Chazonish to assume that a blech and tinfoil is a covered fire. We'll talk about lining the inside of a crock pot and other issues, but that is important Shehiyah discussions. Okay, we'll stop here. Beis Hashem, we will continue. I hope that to have a daf be'in shir up sometime today relating to Shehiyah. We'll talk more about it in tomorrow's daf, but we will continue.